Matadors pregame ahead of the series finale against Long Beach State. Eddie Corneo, the head coach, joins us. Let's turn it back to Friday. I saw your quote afterwards, hey, impressive win. But those are the things you got to do, right, if you want to be a contending team.
Yeah, of course. We got to win the games that we have the ability to, and sometimes you need a little magic. So we've sprinkled some here and there, and we can't stop. You know, as tough as the Big West is, we got to keep going.
Getting the game in today, there's kind of foreboding weather, but you're making the best efforts because the 1984 National Championship team is here. What's been your relationship with them, Coach? Obviously, they're the most recent kind of championship baseball team that had that in terms of the national level.
Well, I have a relationship with their head coach, Bob Hegert. He's been a great mentor for me, always picks up the phone, is always willing to lend an ear or some advice, especially with, you know, just how California, the Cal State system, and all of this can work. So he's been a huge help. This is the first time I get to meet him. You know, we've had the 1970s team on campus. They've been part of our fundraising efforts. You know, they're pretty tied in. They've been tied in. But this is our effort, and I give a lot of credit to our athletic department and our administrators and development. They want to bring the 84 team back just because we want to be around champions. And those guys know how to win, and hopefully we get a chance to pick their brains at some point.
All right. We haven't talked a lot about Justin. I know you guys, obviously you bought him in, so you liked him, you recruited him. And I know he came in kind of as a bullpen guy, and now he's a starter. How did that transition begin, Coach?
Well, we recruited him as a starter, you know, big left-handed pitcher with some tilt and a little tight slider. We didn't have a lot of those throughout our pitching staff. And he struggled in the first inning. That's kind of been his MO throughout the fall. And so we were a little hesitant to start him on the weekend. The endurance was a question. And so he's kind of earned his way. He finally got a chance to pitch against Utah Tech. I think that might have been our maybe sixth game of the season. So he's kind of taken his opportunity and ran with it. And he's kind of been a shutdown guy against right-handed bats. Long Beach doesn't have a lot of left-handed hitters, and kind of just worked out that way, where some guys on the weekend were maybe scuffling or weren't, you know, making jumps that we wanted, and he was doing well out of the pen. So we tried to extend him at UCR, and he was gassed after that weekend because he had pitched in a midweek prior to that Sunday. And so we've been kind of extending him by 10 pitches every outing. Hopefully we get a chance to get his game and he can stay on schedule. But otherwise, he'll have to start tomorrow if we have to push this game back.
We talked about on Friday, you talked to me about both Kenji and Ryan Wentz, and they both gave you some production. They gave you some quality on Friday. How important is it for seniors? You know, you guys had a good year last year. I know you're expecting to contend this year. Seniors play a big role, no?
Absolutely. We've been talking a lot about our bullpen, about how things are up in the air. And we just decided to commit to those two older guys. Kenji's had some success. Wentz has had some success. Without having a good bridge in the sixth and seventh inning to Romero, those guys are going to have to carry the load. So we've asked those guys to step up. They've done it so far. Hopefully they can continue.
And then, you know, in terms of the offensive side, you know, we had a couple of the seniors supplanted out of the lineup, but one guy who hasn't is Kamayu. And obviously the numbers speak for themselves with the bat. Did you know he'd be as good defensively at third as he's been?
No, I didn't. I mean, he has some limited range, and his arm strength can sometimes get exposed. But he's a smart player, and he's humble, right? So he will, any chance he gets to make the long throw, he will bounce the ball three times if he needs to first base. So I appreciate that about him. I told him a ground ball is a ground ball no matter where you play. He's kind of taken that and ran with it. He has the most errors on the infield, but third base to me is one of the most underrated positions at this level. It's just difficult. And with the variety of ballparks and playing surfaces that we play and the way, you know, some of the pitch calling happens, guys are looking to drive or they miss, right? So sometimes you get a lot of balls smoked at third base, and he's been able to handle that well. He made a really good play in the sixth hole, so he's been progressing and getting better.
Hey, be honest, Coach. How old is Kamayu now? Do you know? Will you ever reveal that?
To be quite honest with you, I don't. I think he's 24. He actually got notified 2 weeks ago by the NC2A that he is eligible for next year.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's huge. So someone like him who didn't start playing right away out of high school had to figure out his life first, and then when he started playing, that's when COVID hit. So that it was an error by the NC2A, and you know, they don't admit errors very often, but they admitted it with him, and so we've got a chance to bring him back as long as he wants to come back.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Eddie Cornejo, back after this.